Julius Peppers doesn't have a contract for next season, but if he keeps playing like this, he may have one soon. Mike McCarthy limited his plays early on to save him for the stretch drive. Peppers has asked if it's worked.
We'll see about that. I thought today was a good day. We felt good. I felt good personally. So, yeah, I guess you could say it's working.
Peppers said there's another mechanism that kicks in for him as well. It's called going home. If you don't want to end your season early, you have to find a way to dig deeper for a little extra.
It's just a heightened sense of urgency, heightened sense of intensity, and it's playoff football. So there's another level from regular season that you go to in the playoffs. And I guess that's what you can attribute it to.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown later on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thank you, Billy. It's getting exciting. Packers and Cowboys this Sunday. It's 16 minutes until 10 o'clock. It is a hump day morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. And he is the pride of UW Parkside, the state senator from the mighty 21st District. Please welcome back to Community Conversations on WRJN, Senator Van Wongar. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Hey, it's going to be a good year this year. Every year it gets a little bit better, we hope.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
How are you feeling?
I'm in Madison today, so I'm talking to you from the Capitol. We had the State of the State yesterday, and you know there was a lot of positive things that were brought out by the governor, and we've got a lot of things to work on yet. So it's going to be an interesting session.
Well, of course, we're going to want to get your take on that. But before we do, how are you feeling about the divisional game Sunday afternoon against the vaunted Dallas Cowboys in the Big D?
I think we're going to win.
You do?
I think we're going to win. I think we're going to do it by more than a touchdown.
Really?
Although it'll probably be in the last 10 seconds, because that's usually how the Packers work. They keep you hanging until the last minute of play.
You know that Mike McCarthy has lost 5 playoff games on the last play of the game as the coach of the Packers?
While that can happen, I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think that we are positioned really well. I'm hoping Jordy's able to play, though.
Boy, that's...
You know, Jordy Nelson, that was pretty sad that, you know, he got a couple of broken ribs there. That has got to be painful. I mean, I've had a cracked rib once in my life, and that was really painful. So I can't imagine having 2 broken ribs. And he got a good hit. If you saw that hit, oh, my God, that was really... He was hit hard.
That was painful to watch.
I could feel that one.
Well, this rookie...
I guess... Some of the receivers wear flak vests, so like a Kevlar protective vest, so that they don't get that snap impact. But I don't think Jordy's wearing one.
Well, if he practices Saturday, they're going to make an evaluation if he can play on Sunday. But of course, the Cowboys have this outstanding rookie quarterback Dak Prescott, who replaced Burlington's own Tony Romo, and
he's really been a star to watch too. I mean, actually fun to watch him play. He's out there, and you could tell that, well, just like Tony, though. Tony's a young guy that when he was playing well, you know, he was really fun to watch too. You know, I like our own Russell Wilson. I love watching that guy quarterback too. There's another guy that is, and he's another Wisconsinite. You know, what is this? We got, must be in the water here. We got a lot of awesome awesome NFL players that actually came from Wisconsin.
NFL players,
cool.
J.J. Watt, of course, from the Houston Tech. He's hurt. And then, of course, we've got a lot of Wisconsinites at the highest level of the government right now.
Oh, my goodness, we sure do.
Yeah, between the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, our congressman here from the 1st District, Reince Priebus, he's going to have an interesting job, already does, as Donald Trump's chief of staff. Did you see him this morning defending his boss?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, he was a little bit hot under the collar, Reince Priebus. But getting back to the...
I can't imagine that Reince would do that. I just got a photo in the mail from him, a signed photo I asked him for, so I could put that and display that in my office, because Reince is a very good friend. And I will tell you, the integrity that that Reince brings to the table here is unmatched. The guy is just, he hasn't changed all the time that I've known him, and he's going to be a driving force to get good things done.
Well, he was not very happy with this unsubstantiated report that came out about the president-elect regarding Russia having some blackmail material.
brother.
Yeah, and of course, Mr. Trump is going to be having his first press conference since last summer at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's coming up this morning. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, local time. But we're glad to have you. Getting back to the Packers, I am absolutely convinced that the reason that number 12 in our roster and number one in our heart, Aaron Rodgers, has turned it around is because he is no longer a vegan. I cannot verify this. But you got to mix in some dairy when you're in the dairy land. And today is National Milk Day. Happy National Milk Day, Senator Weintraub.
National Milk Day, and This is the state to be in for National Milk Day.
There's no doubt about it. So, of course, our own Burlington native, Tony Romo, was replaced. But speaking of Burlington, how about this new bottling deal from New Glarus?
Hey, pretty awesome.
That is incredible. Awesome. We covered that yesterday. They say that there's going to be 42 million more bottles produced. That's a lot of spotted cow, Senator Weingart.
It sure is. They do about 420 bottles a minute come out of the plant there, and they're going to do a million bottles out of the plant per week. Just New Glarus bottles. Plus, they do A1, they do Kekkoman, they do Myers Rum, they do Seagram 7. They do all those bottles, this R-Dog does also. And so there is a whole plethora of different types of bottles that they manufacture. I think I've been past that plant 50 or 100 times, if not 1,000. And I knew that they were a glass manufacturer, but I never realized what the depth was of what they do there. This is the only glass manufacturing plant in the state of Wisconsin, and they're one of the biggest for manufacturing glass bottles in the country.
What do you think the
That's awesome.
What do you think the impact on employment is going to be locally, which is that one deal?
Well, right now, I think that it's going to help sustain them, number one, because they are putting a big chunk of change into the process here for the plant. So there's going to be a reinvestment in the plant here. I can't remember exactly what that number is, but it's huge. So they have about 400 employees there now, and I think that number is going to be right around 400 still for a while here yet. But the point is it's going to be sustainable 400, you know, for the next two or three decades, the way that they are investing in the plant and what they have for agreements. So that's really good for the area. And I was just absolutely astounded when we asked, you know, what's the range of pay for somebody who comes in? And that doesn't mean that they all have to have a college degree or, you know, have experience in the field. They'll train them. Starting's around $20 an hour with benefits, and it goes up to $50 an hour.
That's,
wow.
Yeah, that's...
I almost put my application before I left there. That's awesome. And, I mean, it's the work environment. You have a company echelon that believe in building relationships, and it's a family. Once you're an employee there, you're part of the family, and you could tell it was all positive attitudes because it has to be, because they are producing a product that has to be, you know, it's got to be right when it's going out, and it's, you know, you've got customers that expect their bottles to hold their product, you know, and glass is so awesome because it's totally totally renewable. So I mean it's. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool process. They are really proud of it, and they all talk like they're proud of it. One young man by the name of Luke that has been there a year and a half that was giving us a tour of the plant, I mean, there's nothing he doesn't know about how the plant operates. And he says, this is such an exciting job. You know, I never thought, you'd never think it would be just with dealing with bottles, but he says, I just really, really love what I do, and the people I work with make it easy to be that way. That's pretty cool.
Look at you, Senator Weingart, as a Republican, making an environmentally friendly statement about renewable.
Oh, my goodness, and it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Actually, we're going to look at, you know, once I started watching what we were doing, they do about 50% of the product that they use to make their bottles is recyclable bottles. So that goes into the recycling process, and they were telling me some of the difficulties that they're having with some of the recycling products because people don't recycle stuff properly. And so, you know, some of those things, we're going to look at some of those things and see if there are ways that there are other states that have dealt with this that have helped to make it, you know, more easier for individuals to recycle so that we get a good product coming back because it's renewable. I don't want glass in my streets and my alleys and in the landfill. if they can reuse that, recycle it into a reusable product, boy, that just makes total sense. And it actually, it's less energy and less work for them to do that. So it helps everybody all the way around. So we're going to be looking, at least I am from this office, we're going to be looking at ways that we could partner with that industry to make it easier for them to recycle. And once you see that process and you realize the value of it, you know, that's huge.
He is State Senator Van Wongard from the mighty 21st District. He's in Madison this morning. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversations for a Wednesday morning. So you were in Madison for Governor Walker's State of the State yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. He moved it so he wouldn't be conflicting with President Obama's very modest and a small farewell address. I figured out that Obama spoke for as long in his farewell address as Reagan, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush combined in their farewell speeches.
Oh, wow. So, unbelievable.
So, but it was very nice of Governor Walker not to conflict, and plus he got some attention. What did you hear, Senator Wongard, in the address from Governor Walker in by way of addressing this $700 million budget deficit that we're looking at?
Well, you know, first you got to see where we've been at, and I think some of the good things that came out of this was the fact that, as an example, we have changed policies, statewide policies, to attract more businesses to Wisconsin, and we've seen that happening specifically down in Racine and Kenosha. My goodness, almost 8,000 jobs over the last few years coming into Kenosha County, so that's a good thing. And our overall unemployment rate's down to like 4.1%, which is less than half of what it was only a couple years ago. So a lot of good things building on that. But I look at some of the areas we have. And of course, we haven't seen the governor's budget yet. He's just talked about some of the things that he's intending on trying to get passed and get through. But of course, that's going to depend on what we have for revenue coming in. And our revenue numbers look like they're pretty much right on with what the prediction was. But of course, we did not exceed that, I don't think.
But he's not willing. He's not willing.
Don't wait to hear that.
He's not willing, whether it be for the budget deficit or to address the third worst roads in the country. He's not willing to raise revenue in higher taxes. And so, how can you do that? He's lowering tuition, so there's going to be less money there coming in. Where's this money going to come from?
That is a great question.
That's why I get the big
bucks.
And
that's one of the questions that we always have every time that this happens. That there's a state of the state address, and of course our executive officer, you know, kind of gives a peek at what he's thinking of doing. The big question, whenever they're done with it, every time has been, I wonder how we're going to do that. You know, and of course it's going to depend on what the numbers come back at. And once we know, and this is a big part of it too, like we are in the process of finishing the budget review and audit of DOT, and we were hoping that was going to be back before the end of last year. That didn't come to fruition. They're still working on it, and apparently they have most of the numbers, but they didn't do the finished recap of it because there was a resignation by Mark Gottlieb, our transportation secretary. So that was kind of done in the lurch. So that means that, you know, they're finishing up the finishing touches on what all the numbers mean. So we should be getting that. I'm hopeful we'll get that in the next week or two. And then we'll be able to look at areas in the DOT budget, which is one of our biggest areas that we're going to need to focus on to make sure that our infrastructure is in better shape. And the governor's talked about, you know, putting about $65 million more into local roads and addressing more of those local road issues that have not been done for some time. But he also pointed out, you know, that they've put about $18 billion into roads and reconstructing roads and improving our infrastructure over the last 6 years. So, I mean, they have done a lot of good things, but there's still a lot that needs to be done, because when you do these big projects, that's what they are. They're big projects. They take and use a lot of resources for those projects. And, you know, actually, I'm still waiting on Racine County getting finished from Kenosha County up to Milwaukee with our road lanes that did not get completed. And that's about $500 million right there that needs to come in for that process. So we need to get that done in Racine County, because it doesn't make any sense to have, you know, a government-formed bottleneck that occurs every time you get down into Racine because they've got their roads narrowed because of crumbling roads. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to need to be addressed, and this is the tough part of the budgeting process, creating a list of priorities and trying to work across both lines because, you know, good ideas don't come from just one side of the aisle either. So, you know, we have to work with our counterparts, too, to be successful in making this make sense. So, and by the way, you said it was kind of neat to see a Republican that was, you know, interested in doing something to conserve, et cetera. I want clean water, too, by all means. I'm proud that I come from Racine, and we got the best water in the country. And we got state-of-the-art water systems and recovery systems. That's because we've been the tip of the spear and constantly working on making that happen in our community. I'm really proud of Racine and Racine County that we do that. So just an informational thing.
Well, we are proud of you. You are State Senator Van Wongaard from the mighty 21st District. As always, sir, we appreciate your service and your time. So you were tempted to make an application at the bottling company because they're up.
Heck yeah. $20 an hour starting, and yeah. I don't have to know anything. They'll train me.
How much do you make an hour? You ever figured it out?
I think I give back about $2 an hour. I don't know exactly. I actually do forego a lot with my retirement, and I don't get Social Security because I'm employed doing other things. So all that gets given back, so I'm not eligible for that.
You might want to put.
I don't get any state benefits. I get no state benefits. That's about $26,000 that I give back.
You might want to put in an application, and you know, you'll get you know the added bonus of being able to have a beverage or two. Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you, it would be really fun to be able to sample, you know, some of the things that they actually bottle. Actually, we did though. They actually bottle Spreckers too.
Well,
they make the bottles for Spreckers, and that's pretty good stuff. The other thing I learned too is that with glass, you don't have the problem that you have with the non-glass containers that you get the chemical stuff leaching out into whatever you're holding in that container. So it's a lot better way to preserve things is in glass as opposed to all the other different types of containers.
Well, with the incoming administration and with the contention that will continue to be within our society, I think that they're not going to have a dearth of product here in Wisconsin. I think they'll be just fine with people bending their elbow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's never been a challenge for Wisconsinites. We always want to make sure that we got a great product, so we continue to test it.
Exactly.
As we can.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. You have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
President-elect's press conference after WRJN covers the world.
Another cabinet nominee. Russia denies Trump connection. I'm Evan Haining. The confirmation hearing for Donald Trump's Secretary of State pick, Rex Tillerson, is underway. The former